This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
2-1-1-0. The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, take the shortcut, a21r.com. You can take the shortcut, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. We're going to be reading to you grievance number 50. With all the ins and outs of grievance number 50, we're going to be reading it to you here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, also, you might want to check out the newcaliforniastate.com website because we have our constitutional convention coming up. Constitutional Convention, the third Constitutional Convention, that's going to be in Roseville, California. Mark this date down, Roseville, California, January 26th. You can go to the website. If you want to become a spectator, you can. Spectators can get in for $60, and all you delegates out there in all the counties will be $50. So this is going to be a special treat, a special treat for those of you that are into constitutional business. You know, there's a lot of people out there wondering how it all works, and it cracks me up. Everybody wants to be part of the Constitution. Everybody wants to know about the Constitution, how it works, and so on. Well, you can see how we're forming a Constitution right now in the third constitutional convention for the New California State. The state of New California, it's on its way. It's rocking, it's rolling, it's happening. State of California. New California. Ah, forget that. State of California. It's all gone. Yeah, it's pretty much going to be dissolved. Well, I mean, there's going to be a lot of it taken away and formed in it. About 85% of the landmass. I mean, we want to get representation. We want to have parity. It's just all you need to do when you do this. Anyway, the president, of course, has got some things going on. He's got some big issues now, doesn't he? And everybody else has a lot of big issues. The president of the United States, in his address last night to the nation, everybody's kind of picking on him and not picking on him. I mean, yes and no and maybe so. And there's a miasma of people and how they feel about the president. How they feel about the president, if you know what I mean. And we all just feel good about the president, don't we? I know it's kind of funny to think about, but are we just not being real about the president and what's been going on there? Or is he going to lose his base? Shocking. Shocking. I don't think he's going to lose his base, guys. But he's going to do something. Listen, this promise that he made about the wall, he's going to succeed on. And he has promised everybody about it. And today, or last night, he took the steps, if you will, to discuss with the country his feelings about what is going on.
My fellow Americans, tonight I am speaking to you because there is a growing humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border. Every day, customs and Border Patrol agents encounter thousands of illegal immigrants trying to enter our country. We are out of space to hold them, and we have no way to promptly return them back home to their country. America proudly welcomes millions of lawful immigrants who enrich our society and contribute to our nation. But all Americans are hurt by uncontrolled illegal migration. It strains public resources and drives down jobs and wages. Among those hardest hit are African Americans and Hispanic Americans. Our southern border is a pipeline for vast quantities of illegal drugs, including meth, heroin, cocaine, and fentanyl. Every week, 300 of our citizens are killed by heroin alone, 90% of which floods across from our southern border. More Americans will die from drugs this year than were killed in the entire Vietnam War. In the last 2 years, ICE officers made 266,000 arrests of aliens with criminal records, including those charged or convicted of 100,000 assaults, 30,000 sex crimes, and 4,000 violent killings. Over the years, thousands of Americans have been brutally killed by those who illegally entered our country, and thousands more lives will be lost if we don't act right now. This is a humanitarian crisis, a crisis of the heart, and a crisis of the soul. Last month, 20,000 migrant children were illegally brought into the United States, a dramatic increase. These children are used as human pawns by vicious coyotes and ruthless gangs. One in three women are sexually assaulted on the dangerous trek up through Mexico. Women and children are the biggest victims, by far, of our broken system. This is the tragic reality of illegal immigration on our southern border. This is the cycle of human suffering that I am determined to end. My administration has presented Congress with a detailed proposal to secure the border and stop the criminal gangs, drug smugglers, and human traffickers. It's a tremendous problem. Our proposal was developed by law enforcement professionals and border agents at the Department of Homeland Security.
Now, let's hear what Stuart Rhodes and, well, Alex Jones had to say about that.
What should we do if you were President Stuart Rhodes?
I would declare the California government to be an insurrection because of their sanctuary state law, which just led to the death of a cop. I would declare all the cities that have done the same thing to be an insurrection. And I would deploy the National Guard and call it the militia, which is...
Okay, now let's see here. Where have we heard this insurrection business before? Ah, perusing grievance number 50 of New California. Insurrection. This is on page 5 of the grievance number 50. Insurrection. The government of California, the current governor, and monoparty system, along with the local officials, are following a coordinated design with the intent to actively engage in acts of insurrection against the United States Constitution. The Insurrection Act of 1807, a United States federal law that governs the ability of the President of the United States to deploy military troops within the United States to put down lawlessness, insurrection, and rebellion. Ah, and it goes on to further state such things as this. Illegal acts and tactics. about the government of California. It says, utilizing Marxist, Leninist, and Maoist revolutionary tactics, the California governor, monoparty system, and local government officials support and celebrate these tactics as a means to introduce and subvert all aspects of California government and civil society in an attempt to destroy the state of California and break down the sovereignty of the United States of America. I wonder where the president got that, right? Well, the president got it, yes, and so did Stuart Rhodes, and so did everybody else who's been listening. I know they've got it because we send it to them every week when we put these out. They get it. They get it, and I think you get it too, about what is going on in our civil society. Or our not-so-civil society, right? Well, clearly the president gets it. He gets what's going on. He understands what's going on. He understands that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck E. Schumer, well, they've just been given a little bit of rope. Maybe you don't know what I mean by that, but they've just been given a little bit of rope. And that rope is around their neck. And what's going to happen to them? Well, well, well. I think somebody's going to yank the rope. I really do. I think that somebody is going to yank that rope. Wouldn't that be something else, huh? Going to be rope yanking on the guy. Anyway, we got the music coming up. We're going to start taking phone calls, I believe, if everything's copacetic on the radio telephone hotline. You'll be able to call in. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken the blood-thinning drugs Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-296-0773 now. Xarelto and Pradaxa have been linked to internal bleeding, strokes, and pulmonary embolisms. If you or a loved one has taken these blood-thinning drugs and have been hospitalized for internal bleeding, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. 800-296-0773. You could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-296-0773 now.
Whether it's handguns, rifles, shotguns, or accessories, Shooter's Paradise offers all your shooting, tactical, and outdoor needs at one online location. Find a huge inventory and great prices day or night, shootersparadiseonline.us. That's one word, shootersparadiseonline.us. Or call us at 530-673-4100. Get all your shooting needs from the comfort of your own home at shootersparadiseonline.us.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-270-2472. That's 1-800-270-2472. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-270-2472. That's 1-800-270-2472.
From the smallest garden to the largest multi-acre farming application, we manufacture products that can help your soil reach its maximum potential and yield. All of our products have been scientifically proven to be effective in increasing your soil's productivity for your crops and soils. Omacy's technology is proven for 42 years. Get up to 33% more weight results happen in this year's crop. Call Omacy, 530-845-8150.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, the lines are open. You can call in area code 215-867-8255. 215-867-8255. Stuart Rhodes on InfoWars last night saying the president should declare California in insurrection. I hate it when this happens. I absolutely hate it when this happens. First caller on the line, Dane, go ahead.
Hey, Paul, listen. First of all, I want to congratulate you because you've been beating this drum for a year now, so I'm glad at least the people are hopping on board with you and see what you're saying and see what's going on. So congratulations to you. Second of all, I want to second to motion to Ben on any twosome, gruesome, newsome, and what he said there at the inaugural. He was absolutely right to break in there and object. What a statement to make. Sanctuary to all who seek it. Any twosome, gruesome, newsome, does that mean pedophiles? Does that mean murderers? Does that mean terrorists? For him, the answer is yes. It's a tragic. And you know something, Paul? After Officer Singh's death, murder, I should say, not death, murder, from an illegal alien, I, too, know the pain of this. My brother was murdered. I know the feeling of that family when that happens. You know, a lot of people don't know what that's like. It's a devastation that you never get over. And this is happening everywhere in California because any twosome, gruesome, newsome is a criminal. And President Trump needs to put the foot down on California. It's tragic what's happening. And real quick, too, also, I want to say the rebuttal of Chuck E. Cheese and Nancy Sisco last night, when they spoke, those flags behind them shouldn't have been American flags. They should have been an ISIS flag, a Mexican flag, a Honduras flag, a El Salvador flag, and a Russian flag. That's the flag that should have been banned behind them when they were speaking, because that's who they believe in. That's who they're working for. They're a couple of traitors. They're despicable, and it's really sad. But listen, well, there's good news in the air because being a chairman of Slo County, NewCaliforniaState.com, I have some very good news. I have never before seen such a resurgence in people interested in New California. I have 10 new people coming up from San Luis County because they've had enough of California. They want to do something now. And I suggest every listener out there across the country, you get somebody in California and you tell them, you go to this convention January 26th. There's going to be history made. History is being made. And just to sort of tip the hat here a little bit, there's about another state going to come on board too, real soon. So people, wake up, smell the coffee. We are in an invasion of lawlessness in California, which we've never seen before.
Well, you know, I think Stuart Rhodes, really hit it out of the park last night. It was totally unexpected that, you know, I've had him on the show a couple of times way back in the day, in the Bundy days, but I haven't had him on recently. I probably might want to reconnect with him. And his number is in one of my old cell phones. But you know, the comments were very, very appropriate, you know, about, you know, he's got a point that we've been trying to draw, you know, attention to for over almost a year now. We have actually, we're coming up on the 52nd week anniversary. We're going to have grievance number 52. Well, there's only 52 weeks in a year, so which means we have been doing this for a year now. We're going to be continuing on actually even further than that, 40-some weeks later. We're going to be 95 total grievances, which ought to be an appropriate number amount to really kind of make the point to everybody out there in the nation about what we're doing. But the thing is that, you know, to hear him come out on InfoWars finally for the first time and say that California is an insurrection and the president needs to declare such, that it's clear as a bell, you know, especially Dane, since, you know, at the inauguration, you know, he touts the sanctuary state status of California and he's going to have more of it. I mean, that's just blatant insurrection.
Well, Paul, I know in my heart of hearts that President Trump sees what we're doing. I think he believes in what we're doing. He's going to do something. And last night, the one thing I noticed when he spoke, he threw the ball back into Chuck and Nancy's court. And he's a genius in that way, because he says, okay, here, I'm throwing the ball back in your court. Let's see what you do with the ball now. Well, he knows what they're going to do with the ball. And they're going to do what they always do, nothing except protect criminals. And it's all about power for them. It's all about votes. The people who see it. They know it. The president knows it. These two are like Heckle and Jekyll standing there. I'm telling you, they look like a couple of mimes, clowns. it was embarrassing.
Yeah. No, I would agree. It was, and I think your point about the flags behind them, it should have been turned into other national flags. There's no question. That's good. I know that maybe Garrison, one of these cartoonists, is going to come up with a flags behind him type of thing, as you suggest. Maybe if they're listening to the show, I think it's kind of funny. But you know, the bigger issue, of course, is what I was talking about in the first hour, and people just don't understand the ruthlessness of these gangs. And I know you lost your brother to gang shooting, and I really do appreciate that fact, and the empathy that you bring to this situation, I think, is very important, because people who haven't had that kind of loss don't understand the significance of what you're going through, even right now, even the situation of Ranelle Singh. You empathize with that.
Well, you know something? When I was watching Officer Singh's funeral, you know, it reopens your own womb, and it brings you back to that time. And the thing is, when I watch that, thousands and thousands of families have to go through this, who've been murdered by illegal aliens and other people that have been murdered in this country. The lawlessness in this country is so out of control. I mean, you only have to look to Chicago and other cities to see what's happening in California. And the thing is, people have to realize you have to do something. You can't sit back and wait till it happens to you. Because believe me, in a matter of time, it will happen to them. They have to come to a place like NewCaliforniaState.com, because we're doing something. The Constitution has enabled us to do something, to take a stand and stand our ground. Why not take an opportunity of that and do something? I mean, Paul, you've been a genius in the beginning to do this. Now other states are coming on board. They're seeing it. Other radio people, personalities and people are seeing what you said, and they're repeating it now. So thank God for you for doing that, because you've brought the light to this. And he still showed him there's a solution for this. And the Constitution of America provides it for us. So there's a lot of hope on the horizon. And that's why when President Trump talks, we have to support him and let him know we're out there. We're not going away. In fact, we're going to intensify our stand. And we just got to keep doing what we're doing. And we have to ask people, please, you can do something. Listen, if you can make a phone call, if you can make a tweet, you don't have to sign up from some organization and donate money and do this and spend 7 days a week. If you help us for 1 minute of the day, you're helping us. Just get on board.
Listen, Dan, we got to run for time. Thanks a lot for being with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-270-2472. That's 1-800-270-2472. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-270-2472. That's 1-800-270-2472.
From the smallest garden to the largest multi-acre farming application, we manufacture products that can help your soil reach its maximum potential and yield. All of our products have been scientifically proven to be effective in increasing your soil's productivity. Omacy's plan of managing for profitable soil health is one of the easiest and most effective ways for farmers to increase crop productivity. Professional plant nutritionalists develop your program. Call Omacy Ag at 530-845-8150. Omacy Ag goes to the very foundational factors of crop production. Certified agronomy and consulting, call Omacy 845-8150. We use the tools of proper nutrition and microbes to unlock the power of nature for your crops and soils. Omacy's technology is proven for 42 years. Get up to 33% more weight results happen in this year's crop. Call Omacy 530-845-8150.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto and Pradexa users. If you or a loved one has taken the blood-thinning drugs Xarelto or Pradexa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-296-0773 now. Xarelto and Pradexa have been linked to internal bleeding, strokes, and pulmonary embolisms. If you or a loved one has taken these blood-thinning drugs and have been hospitalized for internal bleeding, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. 800-296-0773. You could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-296-0773 now.
Hey mom, tired of getting paid peanuts working for someone else? Tired of that job interfering with trying to be a good mom? How'd you like to be in total control of your time and make as much money as you want to? Go to income4.com for free information on hundreds of work-from-home business opportunities from the Moms Business Network.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
What mom wouldn't want to fire their boss, still make great money, and have the freedom to live the life she wants?
I was working as a corporate executive. I never had time with my family. Then I got downsized. I decided I was never going to work for anyone again. What I like about this is I get to be my own boss, work at home around my family, and provide a great lifestyle.
Go to income4.com for free information today. That's income4.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week. That's income4.com. Income4.com.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order. That's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. You can call in, area code 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. And, of course, I'm just going to play this clip. I have to play it again. I'm sorry. I'm not even sorry. I'm just glad to play this clip. Because they're finally somebody's listening out there.
What should we do if you were President Stuart Rhodes?
I would declare the California government to be an insurrection because of their sanctuary state law, which just led to the death of a cop. I would declare all the cities that have done the same thing to be an insurrection. And I would deploy the National Guard and call up the militia, which is...
Ah! You know, and again, I'm going to do this again. Repetez si vous plaît. To my French brethren, the Yellow Vesters, Gilets Jaunes. Insurrection. This is from grievance number 50, which I'll be sharing with you momentarily. It says, the governor of California, the current governor, and monoparty system, along with local officials, are following a coordinated design with the intent to actively engage in acts of insurrection against the United States Constitution. I wrote that weeks ago. And perhaps it's resonating now about what insurrection looks like. We would never think that our government would be in an act of insurrection, but guess what? We are. Our government is. And what are we doing about it is the big question, right? What are we doing about it? I guess it's up to you. Like to call in? You can do so, 215-867-8255. Acts of insurrection and grievances and all that good stuff. That's, you know, we're not in insurrection. No, no, no. In New California, we are not an insurrection. What we're doing is trying to make a new state because the state that we're in is in insurrection. That's really what we're doing. And peacefully, by the way. Now, interesting thing, people are saying, oh, you know, you got your yellow vest on, your gilets jaunes. And as a result, they think you're communist. Shocking. Shocking, they would say such. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Come on. Is that what they think? Really? Is that what they think? And yes, that is what they think. The bottom line to it all, of course, is that we're not communist. Hello? We're not communist. We're anything but communist. And of course, this is what these people do not understand. They do not understand that we are nationalists. We're Americans. We love this country. And, of course, we took on the gilets jaunes. We took on the yellow vest in support of the anti-communists. Because we are anti-communist. See, the vest is anti-communist, anti-globalist, anti-Nazi. Those are the ideologies that are driving all this that's destroying our country. What they're going to do, we know this. It's just obvious. Anytime you start really doing things effectively and attacking the left, they turn it around on you, and they call you them. It's a common trick that they do. We know that. We knew that when we started out the whole yellow vester thing, that they would potentially call us the communists. When we're not. We're the anti-communists. And I think the problem that they have is everybody has now starting to come on board. Everybody is now starting to come on board with what we're doing here in New California with the yellow vester situation. Everybody. I say that seriously. I think everybody is. That's just me. I'm just a human being, right? Okay, a couple of things, though, that I think are very interesting, though, that I want to share with you. And these are the stories that, where are we at here with... give me a New California website. I'm looking up the New California News and Information website. And in the news portion for you, by the way, you can go there and get tickets for the Constitutional Convention. The only one in the nation being held. There's really a Constitutional Convention. All you people who support that other little notion out there, which is kind of stupid, This the convention of states. Come on. Runaway convention. Yes. Hello. Okay. But in support of yellow vesting, would you like to make a yellow investment? This is a yellow investment. Somebody's going to do that, I know. But this is what we have here. It says, Rodin sculptures at Stanford don yellow vest during Newsom's inauguration. Now, somebody would think this is a coordinated situation, but I don't think so. But I think this is interesting and poignant at the same time. By Nathan Sue of the Epoch Times, says, the group of statues called the Burghers of Calais, wearing yellow vests on the campus of Stanford University in Palo Alto on January 7th, can be seen, Palo Alto, California. On the morning of January 7th, a mysterious protest took place on the campus of Stanford University, perhaps connected to the inauguration of California's new governor, Gavin Newsom. That's me saying Newsom. Six famous sculptures by Auguste Rodin in Stanford University's Memorial Court were adorned in yellow vests at the same time that Newsom was making his inaugural speech in the state capitol. The statues are symbols of civic virtue. Really? This is my first time really reading the story. I was sort of captivated by the yellow. They're bronze, and they're old bronze, if you know what I mean. So the yellow vests are amazing. It says Californians started seeing yellow vests in December when activists of the New California State Movement began wearing the vest in solidarity with French citizens against socialism and globalism. Now, this is from the Epoch Times. Now, the Epoch Times has a circulation between 15 and 20 million per day. It is the envy of newspapers around the world. That's just me talking. It says the group of sculptures at Stanford University called the Burghers of Calais were commissioned by the city of Calais in 1884 and were completed in 1889. The sculptures have been symbols of the university in its memorial court where there originally stood a statue honoring the Stanford family. There's even historical revisionism in Stanford, I guess. Where is that statue of the family? We'll be back. More about the Calais protest on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Whether it's handguns, rifles, shotguns, or accessories, Shooter's Paradise offers all your shooting, tactical, and outdoor needs at one online location. Find a huge inventory and great prices day or night, shootersparadiseonline.us. That's one word, shootersparadiseonline.us. Or call us at 530-673-4100. Get all your shooting needs from the comfort of your own home at shootersparadiseonline.us.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken the blood-thinning drugs Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-296-0773 now. Xarelto and Pradaxa have been linked to internal bleeding, strokes, and pulmonary embolisms. If you or a loved one has taken these blood-thinning drugs and have been hospitalized for internal bleeding, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. 800-296-0773. You could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-296-0773 now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for $558.7297? That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-270-2472. That's 1-800-270-2472. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-270-2472. That's 1-800-270-2472.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And get back to this article about the Rodin yellow vesters, Gilles Jean. Anyway, what is wrong with me today? Nothing is wrong. We're having a good time here on Agenda 21 Radio. We have been tearing it up. And of course, you know, listen, before we get back into the Gilles Jean business, let's do something else. I shouldn't be doing this, but I'm going to anyway. I'm going to do it. I am. I really, really am. I'm going to go back to Stuart Rhodes again. Because I can, because I want to. That would be appropriate. I'm going to go back to Stuart Rhodes because I want to. I want to hear this again by Stuart Rhodes. I want you to hear it. I want you to hear this whole thing. Here we go. It's Alex Jones' show asking Stuart Rhodes a question.
What should we do if you were President Stuart Rhodes?
I would declare the California government to be an insurrection because of their sanctuary state law, which just led to the death of a cop.
Okay, so let's listen to that again. Louder now on your end of it. Sorry, probably a little bit. But listen to this.
What should we do if you were President Stuart Rhodes?
I would declare the California government to be an insurrection because of their sanctuary state law, which just led to the death of a cop. I would declare all the cities that have done the same thing to be an insurrection. And I would deploy the National Guard and call up the militia, which is us veterans.
And by the way.
Yeah, that's what I do. Okay, so Stuart Rhodes and I agree. Declare insurrection. 215-867-8255. You want to call in? 215-867-8255. Okay. The Gilles Jean protest. But now we have Stanford University. Somebody got up there and put on the yellow vest on the Burgos of Calais statues. Says, the group of sculptures at Stanford University, the Burghers of Calais, were commissioned by the city of Calais in 1884, and they were originally put up there several years ago, to replace the Stanford family. It says Newsom, in his inaugural speech, said that he would continue the statutory state policies and environmental policies adopted by his predecessor, Governor Jerry Brown. California sanctuary state policies and its strict environmental policies have both been widely criticized. The slaying of Newman, California police officer, Corporal Ronel Singh,
by an illegal immigrant the day after Christmas caused a strong reaction around the nation to the state sanctuary policy. You bet. Yellow vest-wearing activist in the New California State Movement issued a grievance January 1st that described the state sanctuary policies as, quote, acts of insurrection against U.S. Constitution, and argued that President Donald Trump to take proper action to stop the policy. Of course, that was the insurrection part, right? That's what we just read to you. We're going to read that again. It says, yellow vest-wearing activist in the New California State Movement issued a grievance, which we did. It says, California's strict environmental policies have been widely criticized for preventing the state from building water reservoirs and driving prices higher for vehicles and construction. During Newsom's inauguration, yellow-vested protesters were seen outside the state capitol building. They're ubiquitous, these yellow-vesters. They're ubiquitous, I tell you. The Burghers of Calais sculpture, now listen to this, memorialized the six citizens who served the French city of Calais during the Hundred Years' War between the French and the English. It says in 1347, after 11 months of siege by England's Edward III, starvation forced the French city to... surrender. Edward offered to spare the people of the city if the leaders walked out, listen to this, with the keys to the city and wearing ropes around their necks ready to be hanged. Nice, huh? Nice. Ready to be hanged. I hate it when that happens. Listen, wouldn't you hate that? Would make your day very bad. But this was in 1337 or so. It says, Rodin sculptures depict the six saviors, as they were known, with bare feet and wearing ropes around their necks, walking towards the English ruler. Rodin was celebrating the idea that heroic deeds may be performed by ordinary people. So far, no one at the Stanford campus has claimed credit for placing the yellow vest on the statues. No, yellow vesters. We would call them yellow vesters for sure now, wouldn't we? I hate it when this happens. Now, I'm getting all kinds of information sent to me. Anyway. Got a lot of things going on here in New California and Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. Wow, where is the time gone, is the question. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lips stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-270-2472. That's 1-800-270-2472. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-270-2472. That's 1-800-270-2472.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto and Pradexa users. If you or a loved one has taken the blood-thinning drugs Xarelto or Pradexa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be in
entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-296-0773 now. Xarelto and Pradaxa have been linked to internal bleeding, strokes, and pulmonary embolisms. If you or a loved one has taken these blood-thinning drugs and have been hospitalized for internal bleeding, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. 800-296-0773. You could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-296-0773 now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back on Agenda 21 Radio. And we cannot leave today without hearing this again. And as the fax machine lights up, people are wanting to know what's going on. Let me give you this one here real quick so you can hear it again. One more time. Here we go.
What should we do if you were President Stuart Rhodes?
I would declare the California government to be an insurrection because of their sanctuary state law, which just led to the death of a cop. I would declare all the cities that have done the same thing to be an insurrection. And I would deploy the National Guard and call up the militia, which is us veterans.
Yes. Deploy the National Guard and the militias. I think the president's getting ready. He's getting ready. In California, in New California, well, there's going to be, I guess you would say, a splitting. There's no question that's going to happen, guys. It's just happening. It is happening. And they're doing it to themselves, which is, you know, makes our job easier to form a new state. Makes our job a lot easier to form a new state. Anyway, remember to visit our website, a21r.com, for news and information, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. You go to the news feature there, and you can read all about Rodin and the burghers of Calais and the yellow vesters. Gilets jaunes that they are. Gilets jaunes. And, you know, remember that a couple of things that are really, really important to understand is that New California with the yellow vests were the anti-communist, anti-globalist group. Just a little bit of seed plant because, you know, we know it's coming. We know they're going to have to push back and go, wait a minute. They've swarmed us. They've gotten us. But you know what? Yes, we have. You got yourselves. I guess we can tell the totalitarians that all the state split, everything that's going on out there, it's all because of you. You created the problem. In our Constitution, our founding fathers, and even the burghers of Calais, it's all coming back to haunt you. 95 tablets on the door. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and remember to visit our website and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network. This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.